A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11, verses 2 through 11. When John the Baptist heard in prison of the works of the Christ, he sent his disciples to Jesus with this question: Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? Jesus said to them in reply, Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me. As they were going off, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine clothing? Those who wear fine clothing are in royal palaces. Then why did you go out? To see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you. Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Advent is synonymous with preparation, waiting, anticipation, expectancy, hope, joy, and fulfillment. Advent is the season of light. The images and poetry of Isaiah the prophet stir us to imagine a new world. On that day, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. New life burst from an old, lifeless stump. The wolf shall be a guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. There shall be no harm or ruin on all my holy mountain. All of life communes with God. Freedom and peace rule the earth. The desert and the parched land will exult. The steppe will rejoice and bloom. All creation enlivened and renewed with joy. Be strong, fear not, here is your God. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared. Then will the lame leap like a stag, then the tongue of the mute will sing. God's vision of wholeness is restored. Who could imagine a more wonderful world? Advent, the season of light and great anticipation. At the same time, Advent, in all its wonder and anticipation of the light that is to come, is also an unsettling and troubling time. Giving birth and announcing the coming of God is not for the faint of heart. The angel Gabriel said to Mary, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But Mary was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The light of the world rested in Mary's womb. When John the Baptist heard in prison of the works of the Christ, he sent his disciples to Jesus with this question: "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" The light of the world lived in John as he wrestled in the dark, confused and wondering if he was mistaken about the one who was to come. Jesus reassures John by reminding him of Isaiah's ancient prophecy. "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them." The light entered this world through Mary. The light entered this world through John. The crowds that pursued John into the desert in search of the light, seeking rest and comfort from the burdens of their lives, longing for new life and a future full of hope, those crowds are still seeking rest and comfort from their burdens. Violence, poverty, sickness, loneliness, homelessness, unemployment. Seekers still long to hear, "Be strong, fear not, here is your God." The words of Isaiah are meant for us. We may be troubled and ponder what God is asking of us. We may be confused and wonder where God is in our life, whether we are following the right path. Yet, even in our pondering and in our wondering, we are called to be bearers of the light to and for one another. Lest we fear and doubt our human ability to be vessels of light, we have been given the life and legacy of an amazing man, Nelson Mandela. Mandela once wrote, "In real life, we deal not with gods, but with ordinary humans like ourselves, men and women who are full of contradictions, who are stable and fickle, strong and weak, famous and infamous." Mandela perceived himself an ordinary human, full of contradictions. Yet, when the world needed it, he rose above the sum of his imperfections and became the light of forgiveness, healing, and reconciliation. And truly and indeed, the world is a better place because of his light. As we ponder and prepare for the coming of the Prince of Peace, let us contemplate how we are called to be light bearers in the world today. How will our lives announce the fulfillment of the ancient promise? Be strong. Fear not. Here is your God. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared. Then will the lame leap like a stag. Then the tongue of the mute will sing.